Do it live, and
do it live.
We started.
Guys, like, great.
Yeah.
I don't even know who you are, but oh yeah, Mudsweater. Oh my gosh, hat trips. Watch out, those guys.
Yeah.
Ooh, colored people. Honky ass, cracker ass, crackers. Oh yeah, there's gonna be a lot of cursing in this, a lot of racial annotations, and a lot of madness. There's kids here, or you can't take cursing or a joke.
Honestly, the
GTFO.
The talk is called Hacking Terrorist Networks. If you think you're gonna be like, if you're gonna be offended by stuff and like scary stuff, why do you even come?
Not scary.
Well, I'm gonna show some scary shit. I'm scary myself. All right.
I think mine has cats in it. All
right. Okay. Can we go? Okay.
Yeah,
we
quiet down, now? Aspies. Quiet down.
Hey, camera guy, do we start now?
Hey, we want to do it live.
Camera guy, can we?
We're rolling.
Oh, okay. Oh, we're rolling now. Shit. Oh, shit. All right.
Anyone have a bottle opener before we start?
Who's got free beer?
Okay, yeah, beer's going to help me a lot, actually. Okay. All right, this talk is called Hacking Terrorist Networks. And I am Hattrick.
And oh, you have a fucking Kiwi set?
Oh, that sucks, man.
Oh my god, the terrorists are gonna get you? Look at this thing. All these things are so easy pickable.
And this is Mud Splatter over here. He's gonna get wasted before his portion, so have fun with that. All right, as you all know, this is just a very important question about Adrian Lamo. Just asking the right questions.
Does he? I'm just asking questions here.
We want to find out the truth. We want to say that we're not saying he's doing this because we're not getting liable for this shit, especially this, with that snitch in here.
We don't know. We're just asking questions.
Yeah, we'll find out WikiLeaks.
No.
I want everybody to please stand and rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. This is very important. If you do not, I'm going to call Adrian Lamo on you.
Oh.
I'm not joking. He has ties to the feds.
Hold on. Okay, it's recording. Let's go.
Our Father, who art in heaven.
I pledge.
Wrapped to Jesus. Okay, seriously, I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. You may be seated.
America, fuck yeah! All these fucking liberal commie hippies we have here talking about how bad America is, fuck you fucking hippies, man. You know how great America is? I'm up on stage right now cursing and acting crazy. I'm using my First Amendment rights, and I fucking love it. I use it every day. You should be happy that you're American. And you should, oh my God, imagine if we're in Soviet Russia right now. In Soviet Russia, Mudkip likes you. Okay, go on, sorry. Yes.
All right, I'm going to say this before any of you guys start doing this shit. This presentation is for informational and educational purposes only. I am not responsible for anything you do with this, all right? If you get killed, arrested, or hacked by a terrorist, that's your fault. I'm not joking. No laws will be broken during this presentation. I'm not going to go to a terrorist website and break it for you. That's going to be you after I'm done. But I'm not telling you to do that. And dealing with terrorists is inherently dangerous, so be careful. They might come and try a suicide bomb you or something. That's not a joke. Or kill you. All right. Now, the first thing we're going to do is reconnaissance. So we're going to go recon our target. And a lot of things you're going to learn about our target is you guys know about them. Like, one thing you're going to find out are the logos. Over here, I have three logos here. I have the Al-Qasim Brigades. I have Al-Qaeda of Iraq. And I have the Jaish al-Mujahideen of Iraq. You gotta know the basic histories of these of your groups and their cause. And understand the users of any groups who you infiltrate. This I'm not only going to be talking about Arabic groups. This could work for any terrorist organization that is listed by the Department of Justice. Could be a white supremacist group, could be the Irish Republican Army. It could be any of these groups. It could even be PETA or ETA or ALF. You know, American Liberation Front is an actual terrorist organization designated by the Department of Justice. Now, when we go to a forum or something, there's different kinds. There's about five types of users. So the direct links, they're the people who are directly tied to the organization itself. There will be people who actually know the inner hierarchy. And they'll be the ones who are usually tied to the media wing and post the communiques, post the videos, and say, or just even post organizational events. Then there are muckrakers. Muckrakers are people who usually just talk about a lot of crap to stir up shit in the forums. They should post a forum art of some article that goes against their cause and really gets people riled up. There are fanboys. Fanboys are the people who, like, they make YouTube videos and Photoshop images and GIF images of stupid things that are usually tied to the that are usually tied to the group, and they get a lot of respect for this, and people like that. And they're cheerleaders. They're cheerleaders. They're just the same people. They just, all they do is say the same exact thing over and over again after each posting. In an Arabic forum, they usually just say Allah Akbar 1,000 times in a row after say a video's release of an IED blew up an American soldier. And they get a lot of posts. They get like a 3,000 posts in that. And I have an image of that. And every terrorist forum has a hacker type person in it. And they usually distribute wares or that's backdoored or some script kiddie crap that they think they're elite hackers, but they're not. And of course, Adrian Lama's one of them too. Here's an example of a direct link posting. This is from an Al Qaeda forum. This is by Asaha Media. And this is a video they posted. You see that they have a banner and a list of links that they upload to. Then this is basically a video. I believe this was about a IED for an Afghan bombing. This is an example of a muckraker post. I found one in English. This is basically something about something about some flag or something that pisses people off. And here's a fanboy posting. He made this video, all hailing the glorious Mujahideen. And a lot of users, you can see, like and thank the post. And that's a typical response from a English-speaking Arabic forum, Al-Qaeda forum, actually. And here's a cheerleader post. And as you can see, it actually does say Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar about 1,000 times.
How many times did they say it for something to happen?
A lot of times.
Like, say Biggie Smalls 3 times?
No. And here's a typical hacker thing, posting some nonsense about SOX proxies and trying to get away things. And this is an actual post of how to get Windows 7 from a terrorist forum. It is backdoored if you want it. So I'm going to reconnaissance again. So before we get to forum, we're going to do some fuzzing. Fuzzing is basically using Dirt Buster, WFuzz. You're going to find the directories behind them, everything. You're going to find out what kind of server they use. You're going to find out just a basic fingerprinting and footprinting of the forum itself. Most of the forums used by terrorists are nulled versions of vBulletin. Nulled versions are rarest versions of vBulletin, and they are usually all backdoored and have a way to get around them. And a lot of those people are not smart enough to remove what kind of source they use or what kind of software they use. So, you can always research the known vulnerabilities for it. And here you right-click view. If they actually remove the footer banner, you can just right-click and view source, and it'll tell you what kind of version it is. Okay, here's the first vulnerability of a nulled vBulletin script. I got this from the 1920 Revolutionary Brigade's website. Their forum. They're an Iraqi insurgent group. Now, if you type the validator.php after the end of a nulled vBulletin forum, it'll show you the directory listing. Here they actually had an SQL backup of the directory list of their forum, including usernames, passwords, private messages, and posts. You could download it.
Gotta keep America free.
Here's another round vulnerability with an LB bulletin script. It's if you put in this this string in here, it will actually download the SQL file, and you can save it to your hard drive. And here's remote file inclusion with a with an LB bulletin script. This is an example taken from Kafka Center. This is a Chechen terrorist organization media wing. And I didn't actually do this one, but what they did over here is they actually remote filed a shell. They remote in a shell to the Kafka Center forum and basically got root access to it. Now, vBulletin also has a lot of database error pages. And once that happens, you see a lot of cool information. This is from the Mark Islam forum. And you can see I've locked out the username and IP address and all the information there because I'm not telling you to go hack them, and I don't want you to hack them. But you will see that's where the username and information is stored, just on database error pages. And now we're going to talk about winning hearts and minds. Now, when you go into a forum, you're going to be new to this. And you're gonna want to know how, you want to get to know people. So let's go say you want to go infiltrate Al Qaeda, but you're an American person here or some white guy here, and you want to go into it. That's fine with them. Al Qaeda, they don't really care if you're an Arab, but if you really like their cause, let you in. So what you do here is we're gonna try the green newbie approach. We're gonna say I'm very interested in Islam and I want to learn your cause. They will jump at the chance to try to convert you. You could do this to any kind of group. You could go to a white supremacist group and say, you know what, I really hate those Jews. And they will say, come on, brother.
They wouldn't let me join.
they won't let you join because you actually said you're Asian. You have to pretend. With a white supremacist group, you have to pretend you're white.
White power.
Now, you know, like I said, goes with knowing your target. Okay, Islamic extremist groups don't care if you're white. They'll take a black guy, a Chinese guy, they don't care. They'll take both of us easily. They'll love me.
You're all Chinese.
Do they care whether you're a man or a woman?
Actually, they don't care if you're a man or a woman. If you're, they'll gladly take a sister aboard. And they, Islamic forum, you're all brothers and sisters. And however, a white supremacist forum, they might care, because all women, according to them, should just be barefoot, pregnant, and in a hot kitchen.
Damn, Skippy.
That's the truth. It is a truth. Okay, so for that, you just have to know your target. And actually, one time a woman actually pretended to go to a pretend to be using the same approach, try to convert to Islam, and you know the Mujahideen brothers really loved her and like they wanted to get with her actually, and like she just flirted her way to like finding information out, and she kind of turned them in afterwards. But you know, that's kind of why you don't really trust women from online, but. It's being a woman is a very good idea actually for some of these groups. Yes, I mean
it's amazing what you can do.
And
when
actually,
you have
being a woman for say even like a carding forum or a hacker forum, you get lots of props because. Yes. Now here's gonna be our main way of getting intel on a terrorist organization. We're gonna mimic the fanboy. We're gonna create our own videos, our own images, our own glory to all of pictures, and we're gonna upload them all over the forum. Or if you're gonna go to white supremacists, burning crosses and stuff like that. So we're gonna create Photoshop images, compilation videos, and we're gonna create our own YouTube profiles. And it's much. This is actually the truth. If you friggin' make a video of like somebody just died and took a picture of his dead video, of a dead image, and put a star on it and all this happy music and shit, they love it. They will eat this up. Dude. And you'll get so many rep points on the forums. You can also do compilation videos. And with the Islamic insurgency in Iraq, it's very easy to do. All I got to do is take a bunch of IED videos, string them together, put some Arabic music behind it, put it up there. They love that too. And do not mix opposing groups. And you, this is why, no, this
it
is very important.
Yeah, it really does
this,
happen
this
a lot.
This is very important because especially in the Islamic extremist groups, they are not, all of them hate each other. At the beginning of my presentation, I showed three groups there. They all hate each other. Al-Qaeda Brigades hate Al-Qaeda. And Jash al-Mujahideen hate Al-Qaeda Brigades. The Shiite and the Sunni, they don't like that. And you know, they fight over stupid things too. There's one major group in Iraq that didn't join Al-Qaeda because of some issue with the Kurds. And that's why you do not mix and match these videos together. In the United Kingdom, there was some guy trying to be a fanboy to try to recruit people to go to Al-Qaeda. And at the end of the song, they said, it's a music video that was done pretty funny, actually. And at the end of the song, it says, peace to Hamas and Hezbollah. And when that video came out, the people on the forums were like, what is this kufar infidel bullshit that you're trying to say here that peace to Hamas and infidel, peace to Hamas and Hezbollah, they're opposing groups. So it's very important to know not to do that. And also don't put death metal to these compilation videos. If you're going to do a...
you got the example for
death
me.
Metal is good for white supremacist groups, though.
Rammstein. A lot of Rammstein. I like Rammstein a lot.
Very good for white supremacist groups. And there was a group called Al-Tahid al-Jihad of Sweden. They were a fake organization, and they used a chemistry video to try to say that they were building their own bombs, and they got called out. So never claim to, never use other people's video and say that's your own group, because that's, you're going to get called out, and that's stupid. Now, this is another method of doing it. It's against the rules of many forums. You're gonna create multiple accounts and just talk to yourself. You're gonna create the teacher student relationship on it as well. Whereas one person will keep going on there asking questions, and you reply to your own self answering those questions. They'll build up points between each other, and a lot of these forums actually think that post count is important. So this is one way of doing it. And while you're doing this, be sure you go through a different proxy each time. Because if they see that you're the same person, they're going to call you a spy, a CIA agent, and they're going to ban you. And if you're Adrian Lama, you know, you are a spy by default. It's clearly said over here. So after you do all this, it's time to do extracurricular activities outside of the forums. You're going to start building your own blogs and your own YouTube accounts and everything like that, and then start posting them out and try to get people from those forums to go to your own things. So it's really not uncommon to see this. A lot of people do this, and it's very easy to do. This is an example of a blog that was created by a fanboy. Note the flag there's your Shahada, and it's very important to note here. To actually go to a lot of forums, they will ask you several questions. One of them is, this is an Islamic forum, actually. So they will ask you, like, what is the Shahada? And the answer to that is, there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is his prophet. So if you want to, that's one question they're going to ask you. And they're also, and depending what forum it is, what type of extremist they are, they're also going to ask you, name the pillars of Islam. So this is very important to know what kind of group you're infiltrating before you go into the forum. But anyway, it is really not uncommon to see that you can go to a regular Blogspot page or WordPress page and just create your own blog about crap or whatever it is you want to create, and it'll still stay there. You have freedom of speech. They won't take it down. And then once you do that, you just link back to your own post, say, this is my blog. Yay, I'm helping the movement. So now we're going to go into honeypots.
Disney's going to sue you, dude. You can get sued by Disney. I forgot to take that out. Ooh.
No, we're not going to get sued by Disney.
Oh, crap. The cameras are rolling.
Okay. So This time we're gonna create blogs outside of WordPress or Blogspot.com realms and use our own domain names. So we're gonna create our own you could use a free network too to do it. But while you're doing all this stuff, be sure to protect yourself because you don't want somebody actually calling you about your blog. And especially as a shared posting provider for these blogs or any of these things you'll be creating. And also, once you post these, your link to the blogs, your forum, people start clicking on them, and you can check the backlinks and see the logs and the referral links. So if you see a referral link from a different forum, you now got a new forum to go infiltrate, and this keeps building up this way. And this actually happened several times where if you become a very big member of forum, you can start causing your own stink on the forum too. It's just over something very petty. And then say, oh my God, I think the admin's a CIA agent or he's a Jew or whatever. And then you just make your own forum. And people who are your friends in that forum will join your forum. And then you have all their passwords and everything that way. It's great. But, If a forum goes down, say a main forum goes down, you can't do it as a noob user because they'll call you a spy. If you say the forum
I showed
you,
how long these terrorist sites stay up?
A forum usually stays up for about 3 months if it's not run by the CIA. And they usually get taken down pretty fast because people start complaining or they usually see that this is actually a place where terrorists are talking. That's just really for Islamic extremist forum. A white supremacist forum or another group that's not the evil Al-Qaeda or evil Muslim type forums, they stay up for a long time. But for these forums, they go down really fast.
Tea party's still up.
So anyway, we're doing this, the forum idea. You see the same, you use a shared host provider, use your own domain name. Just be sure that you have some reputation about doing this. And if a forum does go down, do not associate that forum with your forum because people are going to think that you're a spy. Now, when groups use upload videos, they use free web services. Web services such as Mega Upload, Rapid Share, FileFlyer, and web hosting from providers. One way to get information on these groups is to create your own web services. This is a disclaimer I have on this. You could actually make a legitimate business by making your own web service like this. Just have a terms of service there. Usually my terms of service, I just say I don't accept child pornography. You can upload whatever you want. Child pornography and wares, just the usual thing. That way, if someone complains to you about a file, you have the legal means to take it down or whatever, and you don't have to worry about people saying that you're providing material support. So it's always good to have a terms of conditions or a disclaimer on the website. But creating a file hosting company will require dedicated or meter services, and that will cost a lot of money. So if you're really hardcore into doing this, you do need investment in doing this. But you will get the direct links by doing this. You'll get the person actually uploading the videos to the server and you can find the direct links to the group itself. So this is basically starting a web hosting service. Say you want to start it, you can start like your own service with the creating blogs. One of them that did this was MuslimPad. I don't think they're around anymore, but you could create your own blogs. So you could install WordPress MU and everybody create their own WordPress blog on this, and then everybody just start going to your forum, create your own blogs. It's pretty funny. As I said, I went into the file hosting already. Basically. That's the slide for it. And also proxy services are very important too because they are also paranoid about doing things. So finding a proxy script is very easy and free on the internet. And that one doesn't require a dedicated server. So just create a proxy service, put it in your signature of your post account, or you could either pretend to be a hacker on the forum and say, use my proxy services, I never get caught. And just put it there. and then you get the logs of all the IP addresses of people using your services. And like I say, you can use it for a legitimate business. You can actually make money out of it. Just set the term of service and follow it. If you don't follow it, you can also get in trouble for it, so make sure you do follow it. And like I said, it does cost money. And before I step off and let MuchBlatter take over, this is my final word. Do not go deep into a terrorist network. Just don't go deep into it. You could get very hurt. Never divulge any of your personal information to a terrorist, because that's very easy to do. So just don't do it.
My name is Adrian Lamo.
And you create multiple personas.
I don't know where I live.
Multiple monikers. I've just make sure.
You have Aspies?
No, Adrian Lamo. I'm saying I'm Adrian Lamo.
Oh, okay. And also, of course, if you feel threatened, just stop. Come back a few weeks later. Start again. And now, do you have any questions for that before I go off?
When you're posting to the forums, do you purposefully dumb down your language, the grammatical errors, stuff like that?
Okay, the question was, if I post to a forum, do I dumb down my language? Typically, I do not dumb down my language significantly, but I do make myself seem ignorant of the cause so they could teach me some. And they love to teach you some because they sound so smart when they do it. So
it's like the master your
yeah. It's a student. The teacher student relationship, and they love doing that. So a lot of time I will like act a little bit ignorant and stuff like that.
You have to feed their ego.
Also, when it comes to an Arabic forum, I do use a translator. And when it comes to Android, when it goes to a translator, I try to post as little as possible because online translators do suck.
Babelfish sucks?
Babelfish does suck. So and even the paid for one, SysTran translator, is not exactly a very good translator, because they caught me on that one once. They said, it doesn't seem that you're Arabic and we don't want you here anymore. But when that happens, I just remember the fanboy and just post my own images and stuff, and they still like that. That's why I suggest doing that.
Are there specific languages where you can kind of maybe arbitrage? Like, oh, I'm one of the few people who knows both, I don't know, like German and Amharic, so maybe I can kind of get some points by like translating from different places.
LOL, what?
It depends on the group you're infiltrating. There are a lot of different dialects in Arabic. You could as Farsi, you know, there's Farsi, there's Urdu. You know, depends on where you're going. So you could get props definitely by if you could speak Farsi and Urdu, and Indonesian and that Somali language they use, you could get a lot of props for that, because a lot of videos and documents need translation, and English is always a plus for those for the Islamic extremists. Now, for white supremacists, German is good, and German and English. Green shirt, yeah.
Is there a point where you can actually be targeted by the CIA for being a legitimate terrorist, if they don't think that you're...
Okay, the question is... can I be targeted by the CIA or any law enforcement because they think that I'm the terrorist itself? It's a very thin line, and you have to know the law. Mainly, if you do not provide material support for a terrorist or actually commit a terrorist act, you are safe. You are protected by free speech. So you could post all the videos or fanboy crap you want, and they just think that you're a fanboy. But if you provide material supports, like they say, they come to you and say, "Hey, can you give me hosting services, please?" And you say, "Sure, free on me." That's providing material support, and that then you can be deemed a terrorist.
When you're replicating their data to infiltrate their cells, do you feel that you're actually helping their cause at all, because you are spreading their word?
Spreading propaganda, and. Well, I'm not providing web hosting services for them. No, I'm not providing them directly for them in a legal sense. I'm just providing it for anybody. Right. I just so happen to spam it on their forums.
Right. Well,
I do not feel I'm helping their cause.
We are fighting a war against all enemies, foreign and domestic. You are un-American for even asking that question. I will go so Glenn Beck on you right now. We are defending America, good sir. Why do you hate America so much?
Okay,
that's
so
that's a legitimate question. It is.
So, do I feel that propagating my own fanboy propaganda or helping provide web hosting services to these terrorist groups, helping the terrorist groups themselves? That's a very good question. I myself personally don't think I'm helping them at all, because basically, they're gonna find their own ways of doing it, and if the thing is controlled, if I'm controlling it myself, that means I'm in control of their media wing. So that's not a good thing for them.
Second part, kind of piggyback off the guy's reach here back there. When you are creating all these other posts and forums, a lot of us rely on security through obscurity. So do you feel that you are creating that obscurity for these cells when the CIA and FBI are trying to find the real bad guy?
No. The question is if I'm creating a more obscurity, if I'm confusing the FBI or CIA by posting as a fanboy, if I feel I'm doing that. And no, I don't feel I'm doing that, because basically, basically what they're going for are people who are direct links or people who are really going to be actually going to be committing a terrorist act. So they'll probably tail me, and fine, you could do that. But they're not gonna get anything out of me or anybody else. And if they ask any questions, or eventually they're gonna try to ask me questions if they ever do that. And it won't be a waste of their time, really. I'll just give them information.
So what do you do with all this information
that you collect? Give it to Adrian Lamo. He has a direct link.
I give it all to Adrian Lamo. Okay, seriously, my reason rationale for doing this is because I have my own website where I archive the videos and documents, and that was only from as this is my way of getting my stuff myself. You can all do whatever you want with this information if you want to be a snitch
and tell on people,
go right ahead. I don't care. It's also, I just kind of did it for my own chits and giggles, to be honest.
Fighting, keeping America safe,
and yeah, you could keep America safe by doing that too. But the question is, since the forums keep going down a lot, how do I find the new information for new forums? Okay, there's two ways, actually. Some forums, when you sign up with an email address, they will notify you saying, "Brother, we got a new forum up. Here's a new link." And also through the web services, I have the IP, I have the referral logs, and you know, people eventually will bookmark your blog. Will bookmark your blog, and they'll just go back to your thing or link it up through the new forum. And a lot of times when a forum comes back up, they just take the old database and re-upload the old database. So once it comes back up, your links are still there. Okay, back there.
You should have some great vulnerabilities up there. Were you going to post the deck, or is there a URL you can check to see those?
No. The question is, if I'm going to post a URL for you to test the vulnerabilities on, I'm
just
not.
Get the video and press pause.
Oh yeah.
Just press pause.
Yeah. Okay. The first one was validated. The first one, if you put validated.php at the end of the forum, it'll give you the backlinks of it'll give you all the directory listing of the forum itself. If you put validated.php, the other one was if you go to install directory upgrade 308.php and then get table. I forgot the exact statement. You get the database. It's very easy to find these tricks online. Just Google null v bulletin hacks, and you'll get them really easily. I can't hear you. The question is, if I have a shared server, if they come across a shared server that hosts porn.
Yes.
Oh, they use okay. The question is, a lot of Middle Eastern countries and a lot of countries censor the internet. So how do they get to my server, or how do I get to your server if it has pornography on it or anything that's against their country? They go to a proxy. And they, that just mitigates that right there.
Comment to his question. Most shared web hosts also say no pornography.
The internet is really
His comment
really
was most shared hosts says no pornography to terms of services. A lot of free hosting, a lot of free file hosting services don't even care what you put up there unless it's not child porn and wares. So, and you will see a lot of files hosted by extremist groups that have pornography on the links, and they just say, ignore those brothers, it's for the greater cause. Okay, the question is if I think the forums I'm attacking are a significant target or if there's a more underground communities that should be addressed. The forums I'm attacking, the forums that you can attack are a significant target. A lot of them are just faked forums. But some of them are significant targets because that's where the direct links to the media wing is located. The media wing is a very important aspect of an organization. So they need this. They need this. They need these forms to disseminate information. So it's a very important part. There are of course more underground methods that they do communicate with each other, such as they have their own PGP encrypted email software they try to promote, and you can see that on the forums a lot. And eventually they tell you what people to contact, and that's another way to get into them. But In terms of your question, the forums are very important to actually get into first, and that's a very good foothold or starting point to get into the networks. Okay. I've gotten death threats. I gotten death threats from like real terrorists. I had some terrorists find my telephone number, call me, and ask me shit. But that's because I wasn't adhering to my own rules that I set for myself. There is a danger to this, a very big danger to this if you're not doing it right. The best way to do is stay anonymous. The other danger, which everybody's here is probably more scared of than the terrorists themselves, is actual law enforcement trying to get a hold of you. And if law enforcement get a hold of you, just say that you're not a terrorist and they'll just leave you alone. They will just leave you alone.
Are you not a member of the Communist Party?
Right. Any other questions before I turn it over to Mud? Okay, this is the last one I'll do.
I was wondering what IM networks terrorists tend to use.
Twitter.
Yes, they do. They use Twitter. They use
really?
AOL Instant Messenger. They use Yahoo Instant Messenger. They use IRC channels.
I imagine they don't use ICQ because it was started by an Israeli company.
I don't think they care about that. Because AOL's AOL. They use that. All right, let me go over to Mud.
Okay, so I'm going to talk about getting too deep, acting like a terrorist. Dude, no, I'm serious. Like, this beer is from Germany, they say, but it says it's malt liquor. I didn't think that was possible. I thought it was illegal in Germany. The beer purity law. Read this.
Oh no, oh no, oh no.
Yo, 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 oh no, you didn't. Sucker tried to blame me, but you never paid me, never.
Oh no, you didn't.
Payback is a coming, you will be running forever.
Oh no, you didn't.
Until I get my vengeance, I will never end this mayhem.
Fuck Scientology and fuck Adrian Lamo.
Oh no, you didn't.
Okay, about me. I'm Mud Splatter. Yeah, give me this shit. I'm gonna sit down because I'm lazy, but I'll do this. I was in the U.S. Air Force. I'm 100% disabled. I was a 2E2, a computer network crypto telephone switching. What's that? I did a lot of fucking talks. But I'm 100% batshit fucking crazy. But these people, they keep inviting me back. I mean, the organizers. Okay, I don't know, like, to order these medals and achievement things, because I don't even know what half of them are, really. But yeah, I have the Achievement Medal, Global Expeditionary War on Terrorism, Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, and the Air Force Expeditionary Service Ribbon. And fuck you, Adrian Lamo, you treasonous fucking bastard. Topics discussed. Okay. This is a total social engineering talk, how to act like a terrorist, how to be a terrorist, how to envelop the mind of a terrorist. I have no idea what I'm saying. You can use this in any way you want. Don't do this, because you guys see me fuck around with people here. This is what I do. I go to cons and just fuck with people, and they still don't fucking understand what I'm doing, and it's so fucking funny to me. Oh my god. Okay, why do people do shit? I came up with this idea when I was really drunk, and I saw the Pythagorean theorem, I think, whatever. Okay, A is the problem, B is the desired outcome, C is the actual outcome, and it's multiplied by R, random. Every person is fucking different. No two people will do the same thing. No two people will react the same way. It's like, oh, like all the Polizei here and the Stasi and the Gestapo, what's that? I call them out all the time because they just scream it. They look like they're just straight out of boot camp. It's horrible. And, oh, they wear a hat, EFF. Ooh. Ooh. Okay, LOL, what? Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah, well, anyways, that's what I'm saying. When you go and confront people, I am very confrontive. I'm a total dick to people, but I'm really nice. I mean, people don't understand how nice I am. I do it just to get a reaction, to read what makes them scared. Because what fear is a secondary reaction of anger. What makes you angry? Why does it make you angry? And if I know, I can fuck with you so much. What is social engineering? Eh, Kevin Minnick goes into this shit. Fucking, he wrote that fucking troll book anyways. Okay, how to plan an attack. Okay, a proper social engineering attack. Don't do this shit, because then you'll be like me, fucking alienated. How to, new fags. There's no wrong way to social engineer, unless you're lame-o. Steps are as followed. Identify a target passively. Yeah, he copied my slides. Gather intelligence, equipment and material, actively engage the target, and then question mark, and then profit. Passive intel. Passive intel is very, very, very fucking important, because I kept attacking people here, social engineering them, because I thought they were the wrong person. Because my memory is horrible, because I'm a crazy bastard. Because I got hit in the fucking head. Okay, best place to look: Google, MySpace, Facebook. How many of you fuckers have Facebook? All you fuckers probably have Facebook, all aspies. And LinkedIn. Oh, I want to get a job as a computer security professional. Oh my god, look at me. I have all these certifications. Oh, look. And archive.org is a very good place to go to check the history of sites, to see how it progressed, etc., etc. Every one bit of information can be used to, like, ruin someone's life. Equipment. Basically, the CIA don't tell you shit. But the KGB buddies, you just give them a little bit of vodka, they tell you fucking everything. Okay, the best trick is to learn. You have to make friends with a person in the first 3 minutes. The first 3 minutes are the most fucking important part to make friends. You have to make them believe that you're not a cop. This is for all you, like, Polizei, whatever, Stasi, in the crowd. I mean, you're doing it all wrong. I don't know where you get your training. You just say, no, 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 no. What are you guys doing? I'm not a cop. Adrian Lamo, fuck him. I mean, the thing is, if you're going to act like a doctor, you got to dress like a doctor. The thing is, if you're a federal agent or a person trying to act like a terrorist, I mean, yeah, I'm not going to go dress up like a what's an arrow. I mean, I'm Asian. You don't do that. But, like, I'm talking to the cops here. Like, just do a better job. God. Go dynamic. And I'm pretty screwed up, so I don't really care. Okay, well, you have your story. You know... As long as you did your proper research and you know who the target is and you did all the proper intelligence, now you can actively engage the target. This is where you actually go up to them and fuck with them. Or fuck with them via internet, the tubes. And yes, but face-to-face,
is very good. Okay, you know the guy that gave that that talk with memorization? The memorization talk? Yeah, you know what that fucking was? Hypnotherapy. No, really, because I do it all the time to people. He just repeats things over and over and over, your foot, your knee, your waist, because he's just building up points, and then they start tapping their hands or fingers lightly, controlling the rate of your heart. It really works. You practice this on women. Practice this shit on women, and it really fucking works. Go to a bar and try this shit. How to lie and build a cover story. You have to be confident. That's why I act like a total douche. Because who's more confident than a total douche? A teabagger. I mean, okay, well, as the KGB guy said, you have to keep to what you know. Give a few lies and a lot of truth. You just can't fucking get up on stage and tell people you're a disabled vet when you're not. Because if you do, that's a federal fucking crime. And all the police here, they pretty much know who I am anyways. Do they? I don't know. Probably now they do. Sizing up a person is very good. Cold reading. Do you guys know what cold reading is?
Yeah.
Like little tells. Like stupid questions you ask and you get a background. You build a profile on a person instantly. A lot of times I'm wrong because I drink a lot. Oh, hell, alcohol. Nicotine, whatever. I mean, I have problems doing that sometimes. But the thing is, mostly, I exploit people's mental illnesses. Because everyone has one or another. Like, you know, like, a lot of you guys are Aspies and shit. Yeah. So it's really fun to fuck with. Because, like, the way to tell an Aspies from not an Aspies, she goes, you're retarded. And they go, no, I'm not, I'm Aspies. You're retarded. No, I'm not, I'm an Aspie. And it just goes on and on. It's fucking hilarious. How to build confidence. This is the hardest part, because none of you people have confidence. You can't do what I do. Because you know why? You're little bitches. Most of you. Please don't take me to jail. Okay. How to build confidence for pussies, like most of you people here. Okay? If you are gonna, like I said, let's say you are attacking a terrorist site, you should start learning Arabic. Or whatever language it is. The next song I want you to follow and try to sing along to. If you know German, you're kind of cheating. Sing.
Ich bin Schnappi, das kleine Krokodil. Komm aus Ägypten, das liegt direkt am Nil. Zuerst dachte ich,
if you guys know German, sing it, I don't.
Wenn Schnee schnell schnappt, ich mich frei.
It's so fucking cute, look at it! It's so cute! Oh my god.
Ich bin Schnappi, das kleine Krokodil. Hab scharfe Zähne,
I think it's about like a, this is like a 6-year-old kid or something. He wrote this song in Germany, it was really popular 2 years ago.
Ja, schnapp zu, weil ich das so gut kann.
Okay, enough of that. Alright, remember, we have me and Hattrick, we have pretty much the same mentality. It's about the lulls. Because life is short, it's fucking stupid. Make the best out of it. Trust me, I know. Don't join the military right out of high school, kids. Like I did. Oh no, don't do that. Go to college. Become an officer. Make more money. And yeah, dude, and you get to tell people what to do, and you get making new stupid shit. Okay, the next song is this. Sing along! We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. A full commitment's what I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just wanna tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Okay, stop right there. Okay, The thing is, you saw what I did there. Okay, basically, the tactics I used here was developed by Dr. Goebbels, the fucking Nazi. This is the same way propaganda gets spread out. Like, all you people, I made you fuckers sing. It was funny as hell, and I got oh shit, it turned off. Oh, damn, I could have got you guys on camera singing, but someone turned it off, I guess. Spies everywhere. Oh, but yeah, you see how it works. When enough people do it, it's like peer pressure. It goes, it builds on and on and on. And it's so easy to make people do stuff that you want to without them knowing it. Except all you people are bad at doing it, like Kevin Mitnick. And they wouldn't let me on the board. They said I'm too controversial. You profit. If you've done everything correctly, like build confidence, cover story, you made friends with them in the first 3 minutes, you can do anything you fucking want to them. Their mind is your fucking playground. And you can manipulate anything you want from them. Take Lamo, for example. I mean, he's a total ego fag and talks about hacks that he did or didn't do. But, you know, the only person you have to really confess to is Raptor Jesus. So what you should do, everyone, if there is a hack done, Adrian Lamo should get credit for it. Hacktivism. Let me explain to you a few things about, the hacker community, I guess. Hacktivism is doing shit for a fucking cause. Like, the Islamists. They do this shit for a cause. They really honestly believe what they're doing, they're saving the world. I mean, and they think whatever they do, they're not going to get caught because what they're doing is right in their mind. The internet, they attack Scientology, RIAA, Hal Turner, Bill O'Reilly, and even anti-sec attack like the new fags. And it was hilarious. I love that. I love that guy. I commend you, anti-sec guy. I can't clap. Government-funded attacks also fall into this category. You think America doesn't have a team trying to hack the Chinese? They probably do. I don't know about it, but they probably do. 7 minutes? Really?
Six.
Okay, well, unless you're super Lamo, okay, hacktivism, yeah, don't get caught. Revenge and ego vandal. Basically, you know, you just do it for the, not for the lulz. This is because you're really angry at someone. You want to get back at them. A lot of Islamist terrorists do this. They, going after Hattrick, calling his house and shit, giving him death threats.
They wanted to kill me.
Lulz. I wonder why. Okay, and the lulz and trolling, this doesn't really fall into it, but this is my area that I love. I mean, it takes a small little part out of me. I mean, you just do it because it's funny to you and no one else. And if you guys can do this more, you guys will have so much more confidence that you can go up to anyone and do anything you want to them. And when people get angry, it is the best feeling in the world that you controlled their emotions to make them do what you wanted.
It's like getting an orgasm. It's really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Books to read. The Fun Full Facts of Cold Reading by Ian Roland. It's that book's fucking amazing. It teaches you how to act like a psychic. And that builds a huge confidence. Cold calling techniques is very important too. About talking to people over telephone and manipulating them. I have the recordings of fucking Nessus. You know the Tannable Systems? They thought I was fucking Burger King. And who the fuck is that? How to lie, cheat, bribe your steal away to marketing success. The Encyclopedia of Prostitution and Sex Works. That's very fucking important. Because women are the best trolls in the world. The best. And the Holy Bible. God. And Dianetics, Modern Science of the Mind. What don't you fucking understand? Any questions? None. Good. There. So, you guys feel confident in attacking any networks or anything, or acting like a terrorist?
Don't do it.
Don't do it.
Do not attack a terrorist network.
Has anyone even ever been so far as to say, do you want to look more like?
What? The fuck are you The internet, it's not a big truck. It's a series of tubes. And these tubes, they can get filled. And when they get filled, the internet will be slow for you and me. Yes. How do I shoot web? I don't know. Next question. Nothing? Pansies. You guys just don't want to be made fun of. I love making fun of the audience. Come on, ask questions. Yes. Mr. Mohawk Modern Warfare motherfucker. Shit. Oh, yeah, homeboy in the back. All of the above. All of the above. But I am good at what I do. Yeah, I know, but think about it, dude. As a crazy fucking person got to be able to do this. Why? Because this is the greatest country in the fucking world. And I will fucking fight for it. If they call my ass back, I'll fucking go. I'll bitch about it. Fuck yeah, I'll bitch about it. But I'll go back. all crippled and crazy and shit. Yes, next question.
Did you feel ethnically obligated to do karaoke in the middle of your presentation?
Yes. Karaoke is in my genes. It is what I love. I love it almost as much as I love small little kittens.
With or without duct tape?
Masking tape. Duct tape, you know, what happens when you do it to little cats with duct tape? You know, you rip out their hairs, but when you do it masking tape, it just comes right off, no problem. And I think that's a Chinese you want to talk about. They eat cats. Koreans, we eat dogs. Yes.
Can you play Trololo?
Oh, yes, I can.
Oh, shit.
I can't. I have no inner tubes. I has a flat tire. Oh, anything else? Anything else? Yes, yes.
Who's easier to troll, terrorists or the FSF?
Both.
Terrorists are, actually.
Yeah. They're
so into their cause.
They do get butter. It is like teabaggery.
They're so into their cause.
Anything else?
That guy.
Yes.
How did you learn to be an asshole?
How did I learn? The military, the U.S. Air Force. Yes.
I just wanted to say also the game.
I lost the game! You have to do that. It's something you gotta do. You guys wouldn't understand. Anything else? Yes?
So would you say it's hurting the world more, terrorists?
Hurting the world more.
Who is hurting the world more, terrorists or the U.S. government?
I would say China. I'm really scared of communists.
Well, I just pledged allegiance to the flag of an hour ago, so I can't say America. So terrorists are
okay,
hurting
every
more.
Polizei here, that man is a traitor and a part of the Rebel Alliance.
All right.
He should be taken away.
I want all law enforcement officers to stand up and introduce yourself. That guy right there? You.
Oh, me?
Yes, you're clean cut.
Should I stand up?
Yes. Yes, a law enforcement officer, he just admitted it right there.
Two more minutes?
Yeah, two more minutes left. What? Okay, we have 2 minutes left. What do you guys want to do? Okay, that guy. Okay, the question is, I'm in deep, and I decided to go to the cops to give all my information I found out. What will be the outcome of it? They'll probably give me money. Yeah, they'll probably give me money.
I think you're just making that up, dude.
Probably about $1,000.
I don't think they do that. He's trolling you, dude.
Like, you know, I think Adrian Lama got $1,000 for turning in that one guy. And it's all worth it.
Totally worth it. Every single penny.
You know, having a military officer get tried for treason is worth $1,000.
He's not a military officer.
Whatever, I don't care.
he was a private.
Okay,
like,
having a
like
private making $1,000 a month just so you get $1,000 is totally worth it.
No.
Right, bargain for a witness protection program? If I want to get killed, yes.
Okay. Later. Peace out, y'all.
Later.